A Jewish Journal article. Iranian President to 60 Minutes. There are some signs the Holocaust happened. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi told CBS News 60 Minutes in an interview that aired on September 18 that there are some signs that the Holocaust happened and that Israel is a false regime. CBS, Leslie Stahl asked Raisi if he believed that the Holocaust was real. There are some signs that it happened, Raisi replied. If so, they should allow it to be investigated and researched. Stahl also asked Raisi if he supported Israel's right to exist. He replied, per the Times of Israel, the people of Palestine are the reality. This is the right of the people of Palestine who were forced to leave their houses and motherland. The Americans are supporting this false regime there to take root and to be established there. In response to Raisi's remarks, Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid tweeted out four pictures showing the barbarity of the Holocaust and the words, some signs, per the Associated Press. U.S. Special Envoy to Monitor and Combat Anti-Semitism Deborah Lipstadt condemned Raisi's remarks in a tweet. Iranian President Raisi's call for research to determine whether the Holocaust happened is ludicrous and dangerous. His statement is a form of Holocaust denial and a form of anti-Semitism. Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt tweeted that Raisi's comments were part of a pattern of Holocaust distortion and hateful hashtag anti-Zionism. He also noted that Raisi tries to kidnap and kill our citizens, threaten our political figures, or bomb our troops with impunity. Alas, the only false regime is the one in Tehran that sustains itself by assaulting women like hashtag Mahsa Amini, beaten to death in broad daylight because of the crime of how she wore her hijab or by spreading terror against its neighbors, Greenblatt wrote. He concluded his Twitter thread by calling for Twitter and other social media companies to deplatform Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The American Jewish Committee tweeted, "The Holocaust is not up for debate. We are not even 80 years removed from a genocide that killed more than one-third of the entire global Jewish population. Raisi's Holocaust denial is a form of anti-Semitism, plain and simple." The Simon Wiesenthal Center tweeted, Iranian regime denies Nazi Holocaust. You can't trust or believe anything they say. Stand With Us CEO and co-founder Roz Rothstein tweeted, watch as hashtag Iranian President Raisi conveys that he is not quite sure that the hashtag Holocaust ever happened. Perhaps he can explain to people like me, children of people who did survive the barbaric atrocities, why we grew up with few, if any, relatives. IPAC tweeted that Raisi basically told CBS that he denies the Holocaust, rejects Israel's right to exist, and opposes Arab-Israeli peace deals. Raisi had told Stahl regarding the Abraham Accords, if a state shakes hands with the Zionist regime, then they are also an accomplice to their crimes. Would we really strengthen the Iranian regime with $100 billion per year for only temporary nuclear restrictions? IPAC asked. Siamak Kordestani, West Coast director of the European Leadership Network and an Iranian Jewish refugee, tweeted, no one understands the anti-Semitism of Iran's regime better than Iranian Jews, a 2,500-year-old community. Most of us fled because of this Holocaust-denying, misogynist, ultra-homophobic regime. Believe us when we say, Iran's leaders cannot be reformed. Former U.S. Deputy Special Envoy to Combat Anti-Semitism Eli Kohanim, who was born in Tehran, tweeted, you know what's disgusting? Watching Western women like at 60 Minutes Leslie Stahl wear a hijab to please the mullahs she's interviewing while the regime murdered hashtag Mahsa underscore Amini for improper hijab. Stop appeasing the regime and start supporting the women of Iran. Iranian Americans for Liberty Executive Director Brian E. Lieb asked in a tweet, why did at 60 Minutes give him a platform? What was the purpose of this interview? Shocker. President Ibrahim Raisi, like at Khamenei underscore ear, is a Jew-hating Holocaust denier. Why did at 60 Minutes give him a platform? What was the purpose of this interview? At Richard Grenell https://t.co/dsq696cme8. Brian E. Lieb, at Brian underscore E underscore Lieb, September 19, 2022.